This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're spending some time in Cleveland right now with host Anthony Lima from our affiliate 92.3 The Fan. He's also on CBS TV there in Cleveland. What does this mean for LeBron James? If he's tired now, how far can he take the Cavaliers if he's already worn out?
Well, you know, a lot of people have been probably lost a lot of money betting against LeBron James over the years and what he can and can't do. In fact, I've probably been one of those people because I've asked those same questions about LeBron in the past and time again. And we all remember what happened a couple of years ago, his epic game 5, 6, and 7 against Golden State, a team that won 73 games. It's probably not a good idea to question what he's going to do. But here I am again. I'm going to do it again. There's just not a lot of rest in this next series against Toronto, a team that I find to be more talented than the team that just went 7 games. And of course, now they don't have home court advantage the rest of the way in any of these series. So LeBron has needed other guys to step up. He's gotten little in the way of help. Yesterday, George Hill was huge, Tristan Thompson huge, but they have nobody they can rely on consistently the rest of these playoffs, and the opponents obviously get tougher each and every round.
Well, that's why the question is not about LeBron. Nobody's questioning LeBron. I mean, we've seen him put a team on his back, average a triple-double in the NBA Finals a year ago. The question, in essence, is about carrying a team that hasn't given him even a 20-point score one time so far in this playoffs. Let's talk about Kevin Love. What's wrong with him?
We have no idea. I don't think LeBron has any idea. They were openly questioning him after game 6, saying, well, you know, we can't make the shots for him. Kevin Love, when they acquired him on that Andrew Wiggins deal 4 years ago, was a top 12 player in the NBA, at least in my estimation, and many others. What we have seen now is a guy that in that series they just played might not have been, if you combine both teams, one of the top 9 players in the series. And so obviously they can't win a title if Kevin Love is going to continue to play like this. And I will say this, second half he came out, he was actually ready to shoot the ball, much more aggressive. I think they talked to him at halftime. He hit a couple huge threes. They don't win that game if he doesn't hit those threes. So hopefully that's a sign of something to come. But, I mean, when you combine the totality of what he isn't doing on both ends of the floor, he has been a complete negative for this team. And so that can't continue, especially against Toronto. And if they're fortunate to get by them, then it's going to be against an even better team in Philadelphia or maybe even the NBA Finals.
We see Ty Lue pivot a little bit and start Tristan Thompson in game number 7. It paid some obvious dividends. But considering big picture with Tristan and this season, as well as the playoffs, he'd only played in 4 of the 7 games. If you're Ty Lue, what do you do moving forward?
Well, each series is going to be a little different. They could use, especially LeBron James, you could tell it was like old times the way he was using those high screener roles. And so I think that physicality of what Tristan was bringing, plus as hard as he played, because that was something missing in the early part of that series, was them being physical, them, you know, being able to put a body on somebody. And that was a huge rebounding edge they had in that game. And I thought it's also what helped lead to all the free throws that the Cavaliers were able to get. I think Ty Lue is guessing at this point. Now, his moves worked. His moves worked yesterday, especially going with George Hill, a guy who hadn't played and had the back spasms. He went with him in that second half. They don't win that game unless George Hill is as active as he was. But I also think Ty's kind of guessing. They're going to use different starting lineups the rest of the playoffs and hope.
Anthony Lima with us from 92.3 The Fan, our Cleveland affiliate, does part of that morning show there, is also on CBS TV. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I got to ask, as someone who covers the market and certainly interacts with fans a lot, how much stress is there about potentially, whenever it might happen, and there was a game 7 in the first round for the first time in his career, seeing LeBron in what could be his last Cleveland Cavaliers game?
I get yelled at anytime I bring it up, so I'm kind of done bringing it up. It was going to obviously be a reality to talk about that as something that could happen after yesterday's game. But, you know, you were hoping yesterday at the queue it wasn't going to be a funeral, and that's why it was important, I think, that the Cavs got up in that game so fans weren't starting to groan about the potential of him leaving. But, look, anybody outside of Cleveland does not think he's staying in Cleveland. And so it's hard to do a show in Cleveland and try to explain that. I think fans do know that they're not stupid. They understand that LeBron's left two disappointing teams or teams that may have been capped out in the past, and why would it be any differently this time around? So the hope is that the Cavs continue to win, and he has some confidence, some semblance of confidence in not only this team, the players he's playing with right now, but also the organization.
How do you think now, in hindsight, looking over the second half of the year, that the trades at the trade deadline, bringing in these younger guys, how do you think, and including George Hill, how do you think that's panned out so far? Is that something that potentially could lure him to stay?
Well, I think the draft pick is the one hope. The hope is that they get lucky once again in the draft, and the pick, which the odds right now have it around 8th or 9th, the hope is that they get lucky and get in the top 3 in the lotto. As far as the talent that's there right now,
I'm not seeing a whole player, especially compared to what they had before with, you know, an all-star Kevin Love who was playing like an all-star before, and Kyrie Irving, who was obviously a player who could go into any series and be the best player on either team in certain games. And he did that against the Warriors. So they don't have that anymore. They don't have Kyrie Irving. They don't have a Kevin Love that's anywhere remotely towards the top of the heap in the NBA. And so is LeBron going to want to be gassed in first-round series against teams like the Indiana Pacers in 7 games? I mean, you never hear him talk about that. I thought it was a astute observation on your part heading into this segment. You never hear that. He has the mental edge, physical edge over everybody in this league, and he's openly admitting that, man, he's been taxed already in the playoffs, the first 2.5 weeks of the playoffs, and these playoffs go 2 months.
And reminding people, he did not miss a game this year. I mean, he's now played 89 games. He started in 89 games this season for the first time in his career, if you include those 7 with the playoffs. Tony, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you to pivot a little bit. What's been the general reaction to the Browns in the draft, the NFL draft?
Well, I think it all starts with the Baker Mayfield pick, obviously, #1 overall. And it was very mixed. We had a lot of people all over town at different draft parties. Obviously, we're gauging reaction that we got on social media and on the phones. It's been very mixed. Obviously, a younger demographic, kind of like they were with Johnny, they love Baker Mayfield. They think he is somebody who can change an organization. He's obviously an exciting player, was one of the best college football players I've ever seen. And the question is, what translates to the NFL? I do not think it translates to the NFL, but there still is an excitement about Baker. Some fans are obviously pumped, but there is an older demographic of fans that say, here we go again, same old Browns. How do you take that guy in that division and have a 6-foot quarterback who, if you're being honest with yourself, is a very limited athlete. He's not the athlete that people think he is. He's not even as fast or as quick or as explosive as Johnny Manziel. And we saw Johnny Manziel worked out.
All right. Lots to talk about in Cleveland. Always. There's never a dull moment there. You can find Tony on Twitter at SportsBoyTony. And I love this line from his Twitter page. Even my friends and family hate my opinions. Boy, you must be fun at social gatherings.
Oh, yeah. No one wants to be around me.
Oh, well, we'll have you on the show anytime. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.